The albedo effect describes the ability of a substance to absorb or reflect solar radiation. So if a substance absorbs solar radiation, its temperature will increase as it takes that energy, absorbs it, and heats up. Whereas if a substance reflects solar radiation, it won't absorb any of that energy, its temperature won't increase. So in terms of albedo, a substance that has a high albedo reflects most of the incoming solar radiation, while on the other hand, a substance with a low albedo absorbs most of the incoming solar radiation that hits it. And this is mostly due to the coloration of a substance. So one way to think of albedo is to imagine yourself wearing a dark colored t-shirt on a really hot sunny day versus wearing a light colored t-shirt or a white t-shirt on a hot summer day. So if you're to wear a dark t-shirt on a sunny hot day, the shirt itself will heat up really quickly as it absorbs most of that sunlight. So therefore a dark shirt has a high albedo, whereas the white shirt, if you were to be wearing a white shirt on a hot sunny day, it wouldn't heat up as quickly because it would reflect most of the solar radiation. So you probably subconsciously choose to wear a lighter colored clothing on a hot summer day because your body knows that it doesn't want to heat up as much. So in terms of how albedo relates to the Earth and climate, ice, snow, and clouds on our planet have a very high albedo because of their light appearance. And these substances reflect between 70 to 90% of the solar radiation that hit them. On the other hand, soil and water and other types of land masses, which are darker in color, have very low albedos. And they reflect only 10 to 20% of solar radiation, which means that they absorb 80 to 90% of the energy, the solar radiation that hits them. Overall, combining the impact of ice, snow, land, and water on the planet, Earth has a overall albedo of around 30%. But this number is actually rising because of many different factors, but some of the most important factors are the melting ice caps. And so if you think about it, ice, as we said, has a very high albedo, so it reflects a lot of sunlight. But if the polar ice caps continue to melt, there'll be less ice on the planet, and the planet will start absorbing more solar radiation than it was before. And this will in turn increase the average temperature of our planet and will have a very profound effect on the climate. Another factor affecting the albedo of Earth is human development. So, for example, paving over a park or something like that. If you pave over something with concrete that's lighter in color, it's going to have a higher albedo than the grass or forest that may have been there before. So things like this are also having an effect on the Earth's albedo, which in turn affects the Earth's climate.